but it sounds like
Zombie Cinderella sounds a little familiar. Yeah. Brooklyn Islanders, it sounds like an actual team.
Well, Brooklyn Islanders to me sounds like something out of like, y'all remember Mutant League?
Oh my God.
Yeah. An old Genesis game, an old cartoon series. Oh,
okay, yes. So yeah. personal Amy McCobb tangent here on the Mutant League. Mm-hmm. The cartoon Mutant League, the opening title sequence featured a part where like the ground opened up during a football game and toxic waste spewed and a guy's skin melted off his body. Mm-hmm. To this day, I have nightmares.
From Bones Justice?
No, that was his dad.
Bones Justice was the son. You're
his
correct.
His dad is the one that was in the opening.
Who got his skin melted?
Because he was always
pops. Yeah, give you nightmares.
Trust me, I know all about. Don't mess with me in my 90s cartoon.
No one's debating your cred at all.
This day have nightmares.
All right, I'm sorry. That's one of my favorite cartoon series.
That cartoon messed me up for life.
It went like half a season, has like four episodes. I remember
me
it into
up
adulthood.
For life.
Well, that show
four opening credit sequences ruined you for the following four decades.
You know, on my deathbed, I'll be like, "Damn,
it was that legit." I mean, come on now. The team names were like the Midway Monsters. The Screaming Evils.
Evils were my favorite.
Yeah, Screaming Evils were ill. I remember they had the best insults, too. One cat lost the game, and the other dude turned to him and was like, "Hey, get yourself a pacifier, because, baby, you suck." And I'm like, this is a kid's show. They're talking like this. Well, Brooklyn Islanders sounds like something like from there. So we'll see how that pans out.
Was Mutant League the video game, was it made by the same people who made Arch Rivals the video game?
No, but it was around that same time.
In that same, okay.
Yeah, Mutant League had two games. They had Mutant League Football, Mutant League Hockey, and they had planned to extend that out into a franchise.
Gotcha.
The whole thing kind of folded when no one really bought. Football did okay. Okay enough for them to realize, let's put some more money into marketing, and we'll do the cartoon series. And now it's supposed to get cast pumped for hockey. Hockey didn't really sell that well, and it kind of folded. They were planning to move it to like the Dreamcast and then subsequently like the disc systems. Yo, to this day, I would love so much on the Xbox One a high def, extra graphic, Mortal Kombat esque football game. It'd be like NFL Extreme to the extreme.
Dude, if they brought back Arch Rivals with amazing graphics now, I'd cop it.
Oh, I know you would.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I would. But there's currently a couple of games on the Xbox One now that have those similar types of things. There's like Blood Bowl, which is like it's basically like a Mutant League type game.
Right.
I downloaded it. I haven't played it yet, but I know it was popular in the advertising stage. Then once it came out, it didn't get anywhere near the downloads it got, the downloads they expected. So there's not necessarily a market for these types of things, unfortunately.
And you said these things, some of them came out on the Dreamcast. I remember when we were seniors in high school in theater arts class.
That's how long ago it was, kids. That's how old we are.
On September 9th, 99, when Dreamcast came out, I remember it was such a big deal. And I was like, yo, Pat, Dreamcast dropped today. You're like, oh, yeah. Like, that did not care. I was like, dude, this isn't like the new Sega console.
Man,
like,
you gotta understand, at that time, I was all about the PlayStation.
Yeah,
and
you were a PlayStation guy.
Dude, so. And I was the dude.
It took me a while to, you know, like, eventually.
Well, at this time, I had also discovered bootlegging games, and PlayStation could actually play burn games when
Mod
you got
chips.
That little. Yeah, you got that little overseas chip in there.
Oh, Dreamcast was king on that, though.
Well, but eventually. They, I didn't eventually. Know that. I had just gotten on PlayStation having that stuff, man.
Right.
This was after the summer where Tekken 3 was out. Oh, I remember Rated to Rumble Boxing 2 is where we really fell apart.
Yeah.
Because I played Rated to Rumble Boxing. I'm like, yo, this game is hilarious, man. You got these dudes. It's got this one dude with an afro, and you got this other dude who looks like Michael Jackson, and you got this other cat. Woo! Mm-hmm. And then I think I loaned you my copy, and you had played it on the Dreamcast first, which had PlayStation 2 graphics compared to my copy's PlayStation 1.
All right.
And I was like, yo, Billy, this game will change your life. Everyone was all about Knockout Kings, which would eventually... Become the Fight Night series.
Yeah.
So that's the level of boxing simulation we're talking about. And Mutant League, see, I'm back on the thing. But Rated to Rumble was the first attempt at that in a more cartoony style.
Right.
So it still had like technique and train your fighter and stuff. But the characters were funny. They had catchphrases. They had funny designs. They had, you know, knockout animations. Like I mentioned, Michael Jackson with, you know, stamping the foot. And anyways, make a long story short, I love that game. Loaned it to you. You were like, yo, the graphics is lame here, son. What you wasting my time for?
I'm
Step
sorry.
Off. And then he punched me in the chest. You didn't do all that.
I'm sorry. I actually did punch you in the chest.
No, man. But, that was probably for a different reason. It's this thing we did every day. He punched me in the chest. I gave him my lunch money. That's how kids play.